the road so far. Thank you for listening to the first six episodes. We have officially hit the midpoint in season one of Only the Monsters. In the past 6 months, David and Melissa's journey has taken them from their home in Long Island, New York, all across the Northeast and Midwest. After receiving cryptic messages through their OmniWeb accounts, David and Melissa hesitantly break protocol. Their current unsanctioned stop is at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Here they meet the enigmatic May, a werewolf with a checkered past. She may finally have the answers that they have been looking for. They have visited and interviewed many colorful characters along the way, from twins who train terrifying chupacabra to laid-back shapeshifters who design the clothes they wear and help develop revolutionary crop cultivations. They even witnessed a sky filled with the elusive Mothman and the astonishing Thunderbirds. They continue to uncover the history of the New World dating back to the Fall. With the discovery of cryptic messages and the duo's deviation from the set path of travel, the High Council is more on edge than ever before. Their infighting is hampering the efforts of the Legacies Project. Their most trusted advisor, Agatha, is doing everything she can to keep their priorities on the future of their society. Listen to the second half of Only the Monsters to see what more David and Melissa uncover. Their real journey is just beginning.